Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. The other morning I got up when it was still dark. I sat on the edge of the bed and reached for the light like I usually do. But when I put my foot down, I felt something very cold, wet, tubular, with something that felt like a large, crunchy marble in the middle of it. Anyone who has dogs and cats knows that this is probably not a good thing. I reached over, turned on the light, and the first thought that crossed my mind as I lifted up my foot and looked at what was under it was, so that's the kind of day it's going to be. The second thing that happened was that I laughed out loud. I laughed out loud because the phrase, so that's the kind of day it's going to be, had become one of my stock phrases. It was something I had learned from a former employee who, as soon as something went wrong, used that to judge the entire day. In his own way, he had set up the day to be miserable. It was so obvious for those who weren't involved in this process that it became sort of a standing joke among those of us who knew him. So I looked down at what was obviously the furry remains of a rodent and a small rodent head. And I laughed. Just doing it took the edge off any negative feelings I might have had about the cat who did it. At the same time, it got me thinking about what a wonderful system this was. How lucky cats and dogs are that they can barf at a drop of a hat. Some people would do anything rather than throw up. Even if throwing up was a fantastically energy-efficient way to get rid of irritating substances in the stomach. No, we would rather suffer. We would rather take medications to keep us from throwing up. I'm not talking about situations where you have a hot virus or enteritis and the lining of the stomach is irritated and a person keeps throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. I'm talking about eating something you shouldn't have eaten. It would be so nice just to barf, wouldn't it? Just like a cat does. In the case of this particular cat hunts. And in the late fall and the early winter, he's getting things under control. He's putting himself and the local rodent community in shape for the long winter ahead. So during this period of time, the cat is hunting more. And perhaps because it takes more energy to hunt in cold weather, he tends to eat his entire prey instead of just choice morsels to supplement his diet. And obviously when you eat an entire rodent, there's going to be some stuff in there that you really don't need, like fur. And he gets rid of it by throwing it up. It really isn't that hard to clean up. I don't like it, I don't like stepping on it, but I don't take it personally either. That's the message of this podcast. Not to take it personally when our animals do something that we find offensive or maybe even scary. This doesn't just apply to things like vomiting and diarrhea and hacking coughs and licking their butts and scooting on the rug. This also includes things like behaviors that we don't like. Like growling or curling their lips at people we like and perhaps want to impress. Or disappearing completely and hiding under the bed and resisting all attempts to be dragged out to make nice with someone we think is nice when the cat or the dog totally disagrees. When we don't take things personally, when we seek things in context, in terms of what they mean to the animal involved as well as ourselves, then we don't look at a day when we wake up and before we even turn the light on, we put our foot down on the floor and we step in a rodent-shaped hairball. We don't immediately think, so that's the kind of day it's going to be. that damn cat. So if you find yourself saying, that's the kind of day it's going to be, stop and think, do you want that kind of day? If you don't want that kind of day, and your animal's done something that you don't understand or you dislike, find out what it means to your animal. Maybe you'll discover that that kind of day turns out to be a day when you learn something new and rather amazing.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.